Kenna?
Huh?
On my drive home today.
What?
I
did
saw
another hooker show you her vagina?
No.
Oh.
No, that was Alameda. That was it. That was the good old Alameda days. I take the Evans route now.
Oh, yeah, avoid that lady.
But I did see like 5 Hispanic women with some of the biggest tits I've seen in a while. I'm talking big old bazoombas.
Like,
they made your titties look small, and you got some nice meaties. Bounce them around. But these things...
So like, bigger than a triple D?
I'm an ass man. These tits were so big, I didn't even bother looking at their ass.
So these are Ds.
Okay. These were like...
Fs?
World War Zs.
World War Zs?
Well, probably not that big. But yeah, Fs, I give you. For like fucking...
Wow.
Fs for fucking big ass titties. Oh my God. Why did I bring that up? Because of today's movie.
Okay.
What's up, creepers and creepettes? Welcome to the Crypt Keeper Horror Show. I am your host, the Cryptid Creep, aka Gory Martinez of Angelic Desolation. With me is my lovely wife, Killa Kenna.
Hello.
And our new dog.
Our new dog. New dog day. New dog day.
Ziva.
Zombie Ziva.
Zombie Ziva.
What you doing?
She's exploring the sewer.
I think she's laying on the couch. No, she's not.
She's exploring the sewer.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I brought up titties for this reason, and I'm going to connect it, and I'm actually going to connect the beginning rant to this movie.
Oh, yeah?
This movie that I saw when I was a young lad.
Mm-hmm.
A rastabout, a ne'er-do-well.
You were a ne'er-do-well.
I was a ne'er-do-well.
Like, that is the perfect word for what you were as a teenager.
I was a ne'er-do-well. This movie was the kind... So, back in the day, children, sit down, gather around the fire while I explain... The olden days. The days of yore, as they are called.
The 19s.
There used to be this thing called a video store.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to rent videos. VHS. I know you don't know what that is. You've only seen it in books and heard it in legends, but we lived through it. So you would go to the video store and you would look for the movie you wanted. And unlike streaming, sometimes that movie wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And you went, fuck!
Yeah.
And so you had to find another movie. So what was my go-to? Horror.
Horror.
I would look through the horror section. And one day, I found a magical film full of chaos, blood, claws, and teeth. It was a werewolf movie, and oh, twas it the best. Now, you're going to say that this is a very cheesy werewolf movie. And I would say to you, nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
It was one of the best fucking werewolf movies I've ever seen in my life.
What you talk about, Jay?
And I rented it. And I took it home and I watched it. And immediately at the beginning of the movie are boobies. Boobies, I say.
Mm-hmm.
And like slow, sensual Skinamax sex. Skinamax is another chapter we'll tell the children someday. They don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyways, I'm talking about the movie Bad Moon.
Bad Moon, for those who can't understand. Death metal growls.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know my growls, yeah. Bad Moon. What did you think of this movie?
I thought it was pretty awesome. For its day, it was really awesome. No, I'm going to retract that statement. I think it was awesome because they used, like, actual...
It was a dude
effects.
In a suit with a fucking werewolf head animatronics.
I always... appreciate when people don't use CGI, because CGI sometimes irritates the shit out of me.
So this was tech somewhat before the days of CGI. So this is around the time that Jurassic Park came out.
Yeah.
This is Bad Moon. This is 1996. Jurassic Park was 95.
Yeah.
I want to say. And it was an amazement in CGI back then.
But
and
you know what? I'm not even. Dollars
and I'm still CGI. Not going to say back then. Because you know what? I think there is CGI in Jurassic Park that is still better than CGI in today's movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people don't know how the fuck to do it.
No. They did it right. But this was before. So they didn't use CGI, though. They were still using animatronics and actual effects.
Mm-hmm.
Which I fucking love.
I love it, too.
The American Werewolf in London is one of my favorite fucking... It's probably my favorite werewolf movie. I think it goes American Werewolf in London and then Wolfman, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Didn't American Werewolf use stop motion for the
no.
whole...
No. It was the first werewolf transformation to not use stop motion.
I thought it was stop motion still, but it was rapid stop motion.
Nope, that was all animatronics. Oh, Rick shit. Baker, the fucking man. My second favorite special effects artist, right behind Tom Savini.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Baker was the fucking man, but it was the first one to show a live action in real time fucking werewolf transformation per se.
Oh.
The face anyways.
Oh, I thought it was stop motion.
Oh, no, no, no. Nay, nay. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I watched John Mulaney, and I like the way he used that word.
Nay, nay. Nay, nay.
I'm probably going to say it more, so.
You're a nay, nay.
Anyway, so Bad Moon, starring Michael Perret. You took French. Perret.
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 Perret. Starring Michael Croissant, Mason Gamble, Mariel Hemingway, Ken Pogue, Joanna Marlowe, Hargrath Arthur.
I have no.
I'm saying it correctly and I know it. Hargrath Arthur.
Who the fuck spells it? What is that? But what is that?
Spell it.
Hrothgar.
Hargrath Arthur.
That's
I'm fucking killing him, Hargrath Arthur.
Hargrath Arthur.
I once knew a man from Nantucket. His name was Hargrath Arthur.
Fuck it.
Anyways, Bad Moon. So, dude's in the jungle.
The jungle.
And he's getting fucking, he's playing with boobies. Getting his dick all sat on and shit. In a tent. And then a werewolf comes and fucking rips that bitch up. Slashes yeah. him. Oh, so fucking. Yeah, and I'm not jumping over anything, by the way, folks. This is how the movie starts. And it is a goddamn beauty. And immediately, tits, monster, blood. Fuck yeah. Fuck oh, yeah.
Especially since they show the monster like. Right off the fucking bat.
Oh yeah, I forgot to link the movie rental place to the big tits I saw earlier. So back in our day, there was this little section where it was just for adults. It was behind a beaded curtain. And there were tits in there. And every now and then you'd get caught trying to sneak back there. And that's how I linked it to boobs. And there you go. I promise. Promises kept. Anyways.
Anywho.
Anyways, so the dude got slashed, so you didn't even think of it. You thought he captured a werewolf and brought it back. But nay nay.
Nay nay.
He didn't bring a werewolf back. He is the werewolf.
I am the werewolf.
Anyway, this dude goes back to Washington. He sees his sister. His sister's like a big-time lawyer. There's like a scam artist at the beginning that is trying to get their dog to bite him. The dog in this movie is a very good boy. He's a very good boy. And you can't tell me otherwise. I love German Shepherds.
Yeah.
It was like his hip was about to go, though.
A little bit.
They probably put him down a little bit after this movie was made. Bit.
His hip was a little dropsy.
But in the movie, he's a very good boy.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, he's a protector. It's this single mom and her son. And it turns out to be his sister and his nephew. Anyways, he's back in town or whatever, sleeping out of his camper. blah, blah, blah. Fucking,
he moved back into his sister's backyard.
Eventually. He's still in his camper. He sees him. Well, it was because he has a freak out because there's a dude, for some reason, in the middle of the night, checking trees.
Sasquatch.
There's that construction dude. He's got a hard hat. He's got a hard hat because the fucking wolf bites through it. He's out in the middle of the woods fucking checking trees or something in the middle of the night on a full moon. All right. Here's the thing. There are some jobs you should be very aware of not to take if it will probably get you killed by a monster. That's one of them.
Tree checker.
Tree checker in the woods on a full moon. I'm not fucking doing that.
No.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. That's like, if you're a prostitute, you should be doing all your shit during the day. Because if you do it at night, you're kind of inviting vampires to come and eat you. Yeah. If you're a cattle farmer, once it's nighttime, fucking pack up for the night. Don't go outside no matter what you hear. Or you're going to get attacked by a chupacabra.
A chupa fucking cabra.
Yeah. Be careful. I'm not saying that these monsters exist, but if they do, don't put yourself in a situation where they can kill you.
Yeah. Like, if I was in the Pacific Northwest, I would not take a tree checker night job.
No. And you're correct, though. It's not just werewolves. Goddamn Sasquatch is out there. Mm-hmm. What if a Sasquatch fucking wants to fucking fucking squeeze your head like a goddamn fucking watermelon? Spray your shit.
Squirrel.
Sorry.
Squirrel.
Anyway, so he dies. Werewolf kills him. And so there's an open investigation, and the dude is freaking out because he's literally the only dude that was in the area. However, they believe that it was an animal attack, so they let him go. He goes and lives with his sister in the backyard. He's still in his camper.
Yeah.
But at night, he goes and chains himself up to a tree, and the dog's already noticed that something's weird with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's very alpha male-ish, but not in a human way, dog way. And then the dog goes and sees a goddamn giant werewolf chained to a tree screaming. And the dog goes back and is like, hey, FYI.
Something's going on
This dude's not a dude. He's a goddamn werewolf. And this is a cool fucking looking werewolf. That's what I loved about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like American Werewolf in London, how they kind of kept the wolf semi-hidden. Then you see it. Not this movie. Fuck no. Wolf is out in front. Wolfie's in the front.
Just like, boom.
Wolf.
Right in your face.
Yeah. And it's fucking large teeth and fucking roaring. I always wanted one of those costumes just to scare my parents, but they'd probably have a heart attack.
Maybe.
Like, make noise in the backyard, like, piss off princess.
No, they know your growls, though, so you have to get someone else.
Well, I couldn't know. I would get the voice box or whatever fucking sound effects they used for that werewolf. I still want to act like I'm possessed around them, though. I want them to think the devil took me over.
They know you too well.
Yeah, probably.
You could do that to my mom, but...
What if I stuck a crucifix in my butthole? Fuck me. Yeah. No?
You'd probably be limping around the house, but Ken, why'd you let me do that?
Probably. Or they would know something
like, I'm sorry.
Or they would know something was up because I would have well lubed it.
Probably.
I ain't going in dry. That shit looks like it hurt.
Oh, no. It's a dry situation.
What? I'm not sticking anything up my ass dry.
If you want to make it realistic.
Yeah, I guess so. God damn, now that looks like it hurts. Mm-hmm. Should I use the crucifix with like the little kid that's praying on it?
No.
They have a Geo's door?
No. No.
We are not talking about werewolves anymore.
Should we take a break?
We will take a break. Wolf. Back to werewolves.
Werewolves.
You kids can Google VHS and Blockbuster.
Pay attention.
I am. All right. We'll take a break, creeps. We'll be right back. Oh, no, there's a legend. Legend of the blast.
3, 2, 1, blast.
So fucking werewolf tied up. Fuck, dog knows what's up. Dog fucking is like, I don't like you, dude, because you're a motherfucking werewolf. He's like, yeah, I'm a werewolf. You can't tell my sister. You're a fucking dog. You don't speak English. You don't speak any languages. She'd probably say habla Espanol, but probably not. She's a lawyer, so who knows? But the dog don't speak Espanol, so it doesn't matter. Anyway. fucking, he goes to, like, chain himself up, but doesn't get there in time. And now his sister is starting to fucking notice shit. Oh, and by the way, him and his sister had very fucky vibes in this.
Oh my god, they did.
I'm willing to bet money that those two actors fucked during this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They had very fucky vibes, dude.
You're like, they're not brother and sister.
It's like that weird, like, what are you doing with your pants off, step bro? Kind of fucking vibes that these motherfuckers had. Anyway, they don't fuck, but you're supposed to believe that that's his sister.
Okay.
Anywho, fucking dude doesn't chain himself up. Werewolf, that fucking scam artist that comes by before, he fucking werewolf kills that motherfucker. Dog gets in a fight with a werewolf. Dog gets fucking wounded. Werewolf fucks off. So anyways, homeboy is like, well, this fucking dog is giving away my fucking position. So he gets attacked by the dog. And fucking calls
animal control.
They have to call animal control
like
a fucking asshole because he's just a good boy. I mean, I get it. He's blowing up your spot. But honestly, you could have just been honest with your sister and been like, look, I'm a fucking werewolf. Oh, and by the way, silver bullet shit in this doesn't matter. As long as you blow the wolf's fucking head off, he's dead. Yeah, which is another thing, which is kind of cool, in my opinion. Why are you fucking with your hair?
Because it's hot.
It's hot down here? Oh. In the sewer? Oh. Rub the mat, rub the Harlequin dolls on you.
No.
They're haunted.
They look haunted.
They tell me to do things.
Get to the movie, you fucking nerd.
I was going to say it's mostly the dishes, which is why I don't listen to them.
Oh.
Because if I give in to their will, what else will they have me do? So that's why I don't do dishes. Now.
So if I rub this on your face, you're going to do dishes?
No.
Do the dishes.
My God, they're so creepy. Don't
do the dishes.
Ow, that one bit me.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
I'm telling you,
they're haunted.
They're not haunted.
Anyway.
They're from the dollar store.
Werewolf.
Well.
Not from the dollar store. We got those from a dead lady.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, well, they're haunted. Don't, and you gotta be nice to him, though.
I know, I'm just making sure she doesn't fall off the...
See how her toes curl? Fucking hot. Alright, anyway. Werewolf. So anyway, the dog gets taken away. The fucking sister sees the fucking brother turn into the werewolf. Which is, they semi-kinda use CGI to do that turn. They did. Remember his face got all fucking weird?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it gets all fucking like weird looking. That was CGI. But it doesn't matter because
I think a little splash of CGI.
That's what I'm saying. A little bit of splash. The main product.
I get irritated when it's like the whole thing is
the main product. The main product is CGI. Like the fucking 8 movie that we watched.
Oh my god.
They could easily put a dude in a suit to be that thing.
Yeah, and it would have been hilarious.
Yeah, but the main product is still a fucking animatronic head on a fucking werewolf body. Whatever. Anyways, dude turns into a werewolf. Sister finally knows. Fucking the nephew runs out to go save the dog. And he's a good boy. Mm-hmm. He's a good boy. He fucking motherfucker deserves a statue. Even though it's a movie, I don't care. He needs to be next to Rocky, in my opinion. Fucking, the boy releases the dog. The dog fucking runs back home. The werewolf is trying to kill the fucking sister. And fucking, this dog runs in and fights this fucking werewolf. A werewolf, for fuck's sake. A giant werewolf, might I say.
All my dogs run the fuck away.
Yeah. But was this dog afraid of this wolf?
Nah.
Nay, nay. This dog fucking went balls in, dude. It's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. I like these people. I live in the Pacific Northwest as a dog. Do you know how good I got it, bitch? And this fucking German Shepherd just goes fucking ham, kills, fights the werewolf, and then eventually his sister blows his fucking head off, saves the day.
Save the goddamn day.
And it was a good day.
Oh.
That's a good fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. It was the first time for me seeing it. Like, I've
And you're not a werewolf movie fan, per se.
I like Werewolf in London. I like Wolf Cop.
You like Wolf Cop?
I do like Wolf Cop. I thought
you didn't like Wolf Cop.
No, I yelled at you guys because when you first showed me Wolf Cop, it was after an entire beer fest. We took a nap. I woke up hungover. And you're like, let's watch Wolf Cop.
And we kept saying, get your gitch.
Yeah. And I had such an altitude headache because, like, you know, you go from 6,000 feet to 10,000 feet.
And what did we also calculate how much we drink? It was like 440s.
440s worth of beer.
How many ounces is that?
160 ounces of beer.
Yeah.
And I was so hungover and my head was hurting so bad. And by the end, everyone stood up with their fists in the air. And I was like, I fucking hate you guys. And I went to bed.
Oh.
Not because of the movie.
Because of the situation. Okay. Okay. So I didn't think you liked Wolf Cop, but you're saying
it was the hang. Oh, God.
I told you. They're attacking. I told you, dude. They're fucking haunted, bro. Did you break her? Or did
she's
she,
good.
Or did she stop me she's from good. Making another joke?
Probably stopped you from making another
Well, I'm making it
joke.
Anyway. Because I thought you didn't like Wolf Cop, but
it was the hangover that made me not like Wolf Cop.
But
it was the It was the situation.
Nay, nay.
Yeah.
You like Wolf Cop. That's cool. Anyway. But I told you this movie is fucking cool. That's literally how I saw that movie. They didn't have... I can't remember what movie I was even looking for. They didn't fucking have it.
Biodome or something.
Probably something stupid. 96.
Son-in-law.
So, no. It was something stupid. I don't remember. But I just remember I was like, all right, and fucking going to the horror section. And finding this movie. And I was like, I like werewolves. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I went to check it out, staring at that beaded, the beaded curtain. Adults only. It's like, ah, oh, there's boobs and butts behind there.
Our Blockbuster didn't have that. This
wasn't from Blockbuster. This was from that video store that used to be down the road that was privately owned. That's why they had one.
Yeah. That was ours. It was called Videola.
Ours was called Videola.
Is it Videola?
I think so. Yeah.
And there was one on 64th and Sheridan.
Yeah.
And my stepdad would just disappear.
Yeah, my dad would disappear behind those curtains too.
Mm-hmm.
I try to follow him, but nay nay. I have
shut
to,
up with your nay.
I had to stay behind. Blame John Mulaney.
Fuck you, John Mulaney.
No, you leave him alone. I told you they're haunted. They'd jump on you, lass.
I broke her toe.
Why'd you break her toe?
She attacked me. And it was a defensive...
Hi-ya.
Yeah.
Sweep the leg.
I did a karate... fucking scattery movement.
Looking at your blonde hair, you would actually probably be a good Hulk Hogan for Halloween.
Oh... Don't tell Sarah. That would be hilarious.
I am a real American.
Fight for the rights of every man.
We just broke a copyright law.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Fuck it.
Oh, well. Fuck it. We did it horrible enough, right? No one's going to claim that.
Eat dicks.
Don't flip me off.
Copyright. I'm flipping you off, but I'm... imagining I'm flipping off copyright people.
That makes sense. All right. What do we got stats on this movie? You get to read them off. I get a guess.
All right. IMDb.
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 I'm going to guess fucking like 3.5 out of 10.
5.8.
5.8? Yes.
Out of 5.8.
Hell yeah. Dude, IMDb. This is such a good movie. I'm telling you, man.
Because they got 1.1 at the box office.
Of course they did. Nobody liked this fucking movie. No, unknown actors. Nobody gave a shit about a fucking werewolf, but it was a fucking awesome movie. And it's fucking tits and fucking shit, fucking ass fuck.
Shit.
Alright, Raw Tom. Raw Tom is like 29%. What?
30%.
It was so close. I fucking knew it.
Rot Toms, what they have to say about us. Well,
we watched the movie, it was so
I didn't pedantic. Like the film.
It was not a film a that film. I enjoyed. I was watching Jurassic Park the other day, and then I saw this and went, nay, nay, I don't like it. Fuck you, Rot Tom, you cocksuckers. That's a goddamn good movie. Special place in my fucking heart, this movie.
Bad Moon isn't a great film, but is a competent one enough inspiration and individually to impress.
It had a werewolf.
It is easy to see why it has built up an affectionate little following over the few decades.
Shut the fuck up. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Dustin.
Fuck you, Dustin, you piece of shit.
That's his actual name. That's why I'm.
You know what? About. I feel confident enough that if any of these motherfuckers from Rot Toms want to come and fight, I will fist fight them.
I'll fist fight you.
I'm confident enough I guarantee I could take them.
I don't care if you show up and you're like, I don't like that bitch wife of yours, and he's 6'2", 200 pounds. I'll bet. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. You'll rock that shit. I'm confident enough that these motherfuckers I could probably take.
I have fought
banger cholos
at my work by myself.
Well, yeah, you're a little badass. I'm not that much of a badass. I can hold my own, but I feel confident enough that these are all fucking like nerds.
Oh yeah, they're film school fucking dropouts that couldn't get a better job.
Bad Moon was a movie that was competent enough for me to follow it. The werewolf in it. Fuck you.
It shouldn't be about how you see a movie. It should be about how you feel when you're watching.
I also think
don't break it down into like micro categories.
It's the timing too. And here's what I mean by timing. So we've seen Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Bela Lugosi's Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that we had the same feeling for it? That somebody who was alive when it was released.
No, absolutely not.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. These motherfuckers are probably goddamn born in 1996. And don't have the memory like I do of fucking renting that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And taking it home and just being fucking overwhelmed with joy. Especially the beginning scene where there's just fucking tits, sex, blood, monster, yes.
Yeah, or when you saw fucking Tales from the Crypt, the first episode.
At home.
On home box office. On HBO.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think some movies should get fucking ratings. Dude, I've known a motherfucker that Fast and the Furious fucking touched him in his heart.
Why?
Because he's a crazy motherfucker. That's why.
I guess.
He's from fucking Houston. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who am I to judge that movie?
Yeah.
Professionally. We're doing a podcast. I can talk shit about anything I fucking want to.
Yeah.
Fuck the Fast and Furious movies. I remember watching the first movie and almost dying in the parking lot trying to get the fuck out because everybody was racing their goddamn Subarus and fucking Kias.
Subi.
I'm like, dude, this is not... God damn it. But still, that movie touched that dude in his heart.
Yeah.
And who am I to professionally judge what's good or bad?
I will say, the movie that makes you want to speed home the most, did you...
Batman!
No, did you go see Gone in 60 Seconds in the theater?
Yeah.
And that one makes you want to go do crimes.
That does make you want to
do crimes. And do 80 miles.
That one in Casino. That one in Casino makes me want to do crimes.
I fucking love Casino.
Oh, that makes me want to do crimes.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to.
No. Because we're law-abiding citizens with a house.
You hear that, TSA?
Yeah. We don't commit crime.
If we did commit a crime, what would you want it to be? Like, if you could do any crime.
Free of punishment?
Yes.
I'm not going to say that on the
podcast. I would like to raise illegal reptiles.
Yeah, mine's way worse, so I'm not going to say that.
Is it trafficking?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Then it's not that bad. Was it murder?
That's a me and you conversation for later.
Painting houses? No. You want to go paint someone's house?
No.
Hey! No. Now I pissed off Italian people.
Maybe.
I might be part Italian.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right, we ending this motherfucker?
Yes.
All right. What's the band got going on? We got shows, we got tours, all that shit. I don't feel like fucking follow us on social media. I don't feel like saying everything right now. I don't even know half the shit because the fucking conversations these assholes have are so far in my phone that I fucking can't even go look back on my text messages. These fucking assholes.
We love them.
I love you guys.
Jay loves his band.
I love my band. Mm-hmm. God damn it. Anyway, so.
There's going to be a mini tour.
There's going to be a couple mini tours. Couple mini tours coming up.
We will let you know.
We're going to Texas. I believe we're going to Louisiana. We're going to go to the Pacific Northwest, which I am stoked about. We're going to go find a werewolf. I'm going to bring him home.
Are you going to go stay with Fish?
Maybe. Oh, that'd be cool. Fucking, I bet Fish knows a werewolf.
Maybe.
I bet you money Fish knows at least one werewolf. Can we bring him home?
Fish?
Fish and a werewolf.
You can bring Fish, not the werewolf.
What if the werewolf's got a big dick?
Bring Fish.
Fish got a big dick.
No, I just want to see my fishy.
I bet he's got spikes and shit in it, too. I bet he can hook harmonica up to the tip of his dick, and every time he pisses, it plays a song.
I'm done with the podcast.
All right, well, say bye, Ken.
Bye.
All right, vaya con diablos, motherfuckers. Christ!